nephew. He may look dangerous, but he didn't do this. It just ain't in his nature. No matter what anyone says, and they will say things, believe you me, but this wasn't Eddie. The man who did this, killed that poor girl, he's pure evil.
Man, you think you know who might have done this?
You ever hear the name Victor Creel?
Stranger danger, talking stranger things together forever. We're loving stranger things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends. I know it's been a while. It's been longer than you even think. I took most of March, all of March. I was working on another project. If you're interested in Back to the Future, I did another month-long celebration of my favorite movie of all time, Back to the Future. I call it Marchy McFly over at fansnotexperts.com. That took up most of my podcasting time. So the last time you heard from me, we were talking about Ninja Turtles, I believe. But I got to get back into this Stranger Things forever. I got to get back to Vecna's Curse. We've been doing this for, I think, since last summer, and we've only made it into towards the end of the second episode. I need to change that. Sooner or later, Stranger Things 5 will be here. So I need to rectify that. Look, I'm wearing my shirt, my Stranger Danger shirt. One other thing you might notice, I have a little microphone on if you're watching this on the YouTube channel. I'm trying something different. Again, I said it's longer than you even realize. I am recording this using my little wireless lav mic, talking into my GoPro, hoping that it comes out, because I already did this last night. I recorded an entire episode talking about Vecna's Curse, part 6, minutes 50 to 60. And then when I went to transfer the file from my GoPro to my computer, they were corrupted, never to be saved. They made it to the Upside Down. They did not make it back. Is that going to make me record differently tonight? No, because I want to see if this works. I want to see if I can get the audio from this microphone, make a nice audio podcast for all of you just listening through the podcast, but still get a video quality out of this using the GoPro. I have it mounted up here. I got some lights in the background. I'm trying to make it, you know, trying to really set the mood, because we have some spooky moments in this 10 minutes. We have some depressing moments in this 10 minutes. And it actually is quite a good 10 minutes. But before I get there, I wanted to mention something else, something that's coming next week to Netflix. Yes, we're not having Stranger Things 5 yet, but next week we are getting something from Stranger Things on Netflix. We're getting a behind-the-scenes documentary of Stranger Things, The First Shadow. I know very little about this play. This is called Behind the Curtain, Stranger Things, The First Shadow. I know that it seemed to have gotten great reviews, that it was in London, it's coming to Broadway, and I pray that it tours and that it reaches Massachusetts so that I can go and I can do a special episode from the from the audience, maybe. Maybe I'll just hit record and just start talking to myself, even though people will tell me to shush. But before we get that, next week we're getting a special behind-the-scenes documentary about the play. I hope it doesn't spoil too much, because I plan on watching this, and I assume you plan on watching it as well. So you'll hear from me next week talking about it. I need to get back to the book club. I need to get back to Stranger Things Forever on a more regular basis. And I need to see this documentary. We all need to see this documentary. We just need Stranger Things 5 to get here. Now, wouldn't it be amazing if at the end of this documentary, it's like, oh, here's the trailer for Stranger Things 5. They'd never do it, because you know what they did last time. They had this amazing countdown to the trailer that I remember. I think I watched it live, or I recorded myself seeing it for the first time, put that up as an episode. You know that's probably going to happen again, but now it might be not only talking about it while watching it for the first time, but videoing myself watching it, putting it on the TikTok. If you don't follow me on TikTok, it's Geek Mentality Mike. It used to be specific to Stranger Danger and Stranger Danger Pod, but it is Geek Mentality Mike. That's how you can follow me on TikTok. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm all over the place. So just to say that next week there will be a new episode of Stranger Danger covering this documentary. I don't know if it's going to be the opening night, which I think is Monday, but it will be next week for sure. After that, I'm going to Florida. I've mentioned this in the past. I'm going to Florida to pick up my mother-in-law, bring her back to Massachusetts. The week after that, my wife is having a little back surgery. She's going to get this little thing that you can actually control with an iPhone that helps with nerve pain. So she's excited but nervous about that. So there are real life things that get in the way. However, there will also be a lot of downtime that should allow me to do some podcasting. Only when my wife, you know, I need to, she's first, need to help her first, and whatever she needs. And then, you know, the rest is for you, the stranger friends. Enough about that. Enough about this, enough about that. I just want to, before we get into these 10 minutes, again, apologize for the delay in getting back to you guys. And you could imagine how excited I was to finally record and get a full episode, only to lose the entire thing. That is really like the first time that's ever happened. And I'm jumping right back in to the same plane with the same parachute. And hopefully this time I make it out and this video makes it and this audio makes it to you, the stranger friends. Now, without any further ado, let's get to minutes 50 and 60, minute 50 to 60 of Vecna's Curse. We reopen this with Nancy continuing to talk to Uncle Wayne Munson. Now, what's interesting to me, and only to me, is I had a professor in college, a film professor named Wayne Munson. Not the same guy. This guy is very much a blue-collar, rough-and-tumble, you know, working man who, he might be rough around the edges, but he believes in his nephew. And he believes his nephew had nothing to do with this. The other guy was a really cool film professor. So Nancy's telling him, you know, let me be the one. Why don't you tell your side of the story to me? Let me tell it. Because the people at the Hawkins Post, you know, they're idiots. And he seems somewhat receptive to the idea. Meanwhile, while that's going on, Fred is jotting down a few notes. You know, he's being a diligent reporter. He's going over things. And he hears the clamoring, the ticking of the clock. And the clamoring of that gosh darn grandfather clock again, which, look, if I heard that, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go wait in the car. Not Fred. I do love how they play the sound of Fred, seeing the clock, but it also counters with Wayne telling his opinion on how there's no way Eddie could do this. It just ain't in his nature. This ain't Eddie. The man who did this, who killed that girl, he's pure evil. And he said, this is when we learned for the first time, he mentions the name Victor Creel. Victor Creel killed his entire family, took their eyes. And that girl this morning, the same exact thing happened. Now, you and I know what happened to Chrissy. We saw it. Eddie saw it. It happened right in front of him. There was a monster. It was invisible. So we're thinking to ourselves, sorry, Wayne, Uncle Wayne. There's no way this Victor Creel, who is in, who's in jail or in a penitentiary, it obviously isn't him because we know who it is. It's the monster, whoever that monster is. But you realize there is no way the writers of Stranger Things, the Stranger writers, would introduce this name without it being important. He's like, he's still alive. He's locked away in Penhurst Asylum again. Another name given to us. Why is that said to us? Pretty important. Could it come up later? I wonder. He's like, maybe he broke out. He's still there unless he broke out. And he's like that, like that guy with the white mask who killed those babysitters. And my first thought was white mask killed those babysitters. I couldn't think of it. I literally was trying if you were watching a video, you could see my head. I was trying to think of something clever to say. He was talking about Michael Myers. I was like, is there a clown? Is there someone in a white mask? I guess you could say if years from now they'd say the ghost face. No, not ghost face. I have a problem with those movies. The first one's great, but from there, not tonight though. Tonight, we're not talking about Ghostface. We're talking about Michael Myers. We're barely talking about Michael Myers, but that's who Victor Creel thought of. Michael Myers broke out of Haddonfield in the hospital. Why couldn't Victor Creel? Now, while this is being said, Fred, for some reason, follows the sound of the clock. And I'm thinking to myself, Fred, why would you ever follow the scary sound of a clock into the woods? And he sees the clock lying on top of a coffin. And while that's going on, Wayne says that Victor Creel, he's the real boogeyman. Remember Michael Myers? Was that the boogeyman? As a matter of fact, yes, it was. I don't know if I quoted that right. And I definitely didn't sound like Donald Pleasance. But at the same time, we're like, yeah, except he's not the real boogeyman because we saw this monster do it. So sorry, Wayne. Nice try. Now, at this point, Nancy notices that Fred isn't there. So she excuses herself to go track him down. She's like, Fred, and no luck. He can't hear her, even though he's easily in earshot of her. I'm thinking, something with the supernatural aspect of the clock is blocking out the whole rest of the world. He's all consumed with his coffin clock. By the way, doesn't coffin clock, it kind of sounds like something you'd see as seen on TV. Have you recently died and are in a coffin, but you don't know what time it is? Now you can find out any time of day with a brand new coffin clock by Popeil, Ron Popeil, Ronco. Someone from the 80s knows what Ronco is. If you look up Ronco and Ronco, Ron Popeil, that joke is killer. It's killer. So the clock chimes and he looks over and he sees these spooky looking zombies. They're like half people, but like they're half people. They're people, but have like their faces are all zombified and they're yelling, murderer, murderer. He's like, no, I'm not. And this small girl like lifts up her hand. And he got in a car accident, right? Do we ever get the full story? I'm interested. It's funny. I've seen these. We've all watched them. And I love not remembering things because I love rediscovering certain things. Maybe it's just, the personification of guilt. Maybe he killed that girl. I don't know. But she lifts her hand and we see this hand that extends like the monster that we saw in the last episode. Murderer, murderer. And he's like, oh my God, I should run out of the woods. No, let's run deeper into the woods. Now, okay, they're probably blocking his way. But at the same time, I'd like try to see if they start walking, then just run back to Nancy, help me. Something's in the woods. Nope. He just runs into the woods, which I feel like is probably not the best decision.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
So we leave Hawkins for what I believe is the last time in this this 10-minute block, and we go over to Soviet Russia. We see Hopper getting his head shaved. Look, Jim Hopper has a wonderful head of hair, but the dude can also pull off a buzz cut quite good. I mean, you know, he's versatile, we'll say that. We see him getting hosed down. I don't know if he's getting deloused, or he's just getting hosed down, cleaned down. You know, they give him some raggedy clothes to put on. And then we hear a speech that is being given in Russian from one of the guards, but allow me to translate. Basically, I just read the closed caption. It says, "You are no longer men. You are cogs in a machine in service of our great motherland." I'm not even sure if this is a Russian accent, I'm trying. "And if you are foolish enough to attempt escape." And as he's saying this, we see the prisoners, including Hopper, all lined up being told this. "Foolish enough to attempt escape. You will be hunted down. You will be captured. And then you will suffer greatly as you perform your final act for the motherland." It's cold. It's gray. It's snowy. It looks like New England, you know, from a couple weeks ago. He's like, "There will be no second chances." And he stops right there in front of Hopper and stares at him right in the face. And he says the rest in English. He says, "Run, you die. You hear, American?" And Hopper gives this like, kind of like slight, like his head's down a little bit, but it gives like almost a respectful nod. Like, yes, I know, I'm not going to be cocky. I'm not messing around. I'm not looking to be your troublemaker. He gives a nod. And that is the end of seeing Russia. So we've went from Hawkins to Russia. And now we're gone to California. Do, 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 do. Or is it California love? But that comes years after, you know, the year we're set in for Stranger Things. We're in California. Murray and Joyce are listening to that phone call they had with Enzo over and over again. It's just on this little cassette player. And Joyce is like, she hears something. She can't quite tell, but she's like, there's something there. I think that someone is talking to Enzo, but I can't make out what she's saying. So they go into Jonathan's room and they blast it on his stereo. And I kind of wish that when they walked into Jonathan's room, Murray goes, "Whoa," and gives a little like wave, like, oh, like he smells, you know, the wacky tobacco. That I know Jonathan's blowing it out the window, but come on, that stink's got to be in that room. And Joyce is like, "What? He said he had some spoiled milk in here or something." She's trying to, you know, trying to like be ignorant, even though she probably knows what's going on. They didn't do that. Missed opportunity. That's fine. So they put on the boombox and they figure out that the woman is saying Moosor. Moosor? M-O-O-S-O-R. Which is a slang, almost derogatory for, you could say, for a police officer or a guard. We see that Hopper's being brought to a cell and they start to realize, wait a minute. Enzo might be a guard at the prison. Maybe Hopper might have gotten to him, might have bribed him, might have talked to him, might have done something. And then we see the man who puts Hopper into his cell and he says, you know, "Welcome to your new home, American." And then we realize it's the same man that talked to Joyce on the phone. It is Enzo. The moment they realize that, Joyce is immediately grabbing her purse, her jacket. I don't even know if she grabbed a jacket. It's sunny in California. And she's like heading to the bank right away. Murray's like, where are you going? She goes, I'm going to get Enzo that damn money and we're getting Hopper back. And Murray's like, okay. He doesn't put up any argument, doesn't give her any trouble, doesn't try to talk her out of it. It's just boom. And when they head off, we stay in California, but we go over to the roller rink. Again, the roller rink, just a prime place for birthday parties when I was a kid. I don't even know if they still have roller rinks. They must, because they didn't build this roller rink for the episode. I just don't know if I could find a roller rink in Massachusetts. Hey, Google, where's the closest roller rink?
I found a couple places near you. The first one is Skateland. The second one is Roller World.
Skateland and Roller World? Well, it was Roll on America when I was a kid. Is Skateland still there? And why am I not there? Imagine me showing up in my Stranger Things shirt and I pay them to put the Stranger Things, Stranger Danger Book Club on, and I just dance. And then all the kids freak out and the cops take me away. So we go to the roller rink and Mike's looking for Elle and he barges into the girls' bathroom. Again, if I'm looking for my girlfriend, my wife, my fiance, whoever, they're all the same person. Maybe don't barge in the bathroom, maybe knock and say, excuse me. Is there a girl named, Jane in there? But no, he just barges right in. And of course, the girls snap at him and yell at him, much deserved. And when they're walking around, you see that he's upset with Will for not telling the truth. He's like, how come you didn't tell me that Elle was having trouble? And he's like, she's been having trouble for all year. I didn't know she was lying to you. He's like, you know, is that why you just had to be a douche all day? And Will defended himself saying, you know, he's been a third wheel. You came out to see us. I've been the third wheel and it's been miserable. And he's like, what about us? You know, Elle gets all these letters and I barely hear from you for a year. Mike's like, she's my girlfriend and we're friends. We're friends, okay? And, you know, maybe you should have reached out. He's like, what about you? You didn't do anything. Why is this on me? Why am I the bad guy? And I have to admit, neither one of them are wrong. Neither one of them are right, really. Mike's not wrong. Will's not wrong. They both have a point. I think the issue is that Will's taking it harder than Mike. Mike's like, everything's the same. I'm going to talk to my girlfriend. My guy friends are my guy friends. It's cool. And that's not the way Will's seeing it. Will is seeing it like, you're my best friend. And, you know, I mean, we learn later. There's a little more to it, I think, than that. But, you know, it's like, how come I can't hear from you? You know, we've been best friends forever. Best friends. I remember Will even said that. And you could see that he feels bad a little bit about the whole situation. And he's like, come on, let's just go find her. They walk by this employee's only room. And that's where Elle is hiding. She's crying. And she looks out. She hears some kids laughing. She looks out into the area, the main area, but you know, into the roller rink. And she sees the bullies, those pricks, laughing and watching the footage on the camcorder. And she gets this fire in her eyes, and she storms out. And I thought that something else was going to happen. But I was a little early with that. She says, "Angela, you ruined my day." And Angela, such a B word, says, "Oh no, do we embarrass you in front of your boyfriend?" And then Elle says, "Jane," depending on where you are in this, you know, to the bullies, she's Jane, to everyone else, she's 11. She's like, "I want you to say sorry to me." Oh, that's the end. We've reached the 60-minute mark. So Elle's upset. We only see her for a few seconds. I think she says, "You want to say sorry to me?" And then she goes on, but we'll talk about that in the next episode. But it's like she is trying to be diplomatic about this. She doesn't have her powers, so she's trying to use her words to try to maybe make them feel bad. It's not going to work with this crew. But the big thing we got out of this is that Mike now knows that Elle's having trouble. And Will and Mike have a little tension between them. And just they're upset with each other. And Will more so. You know, he's like, what about me? I just like being the third wheel. And he doesn't like that his friend really hasn't reached out to him. And I get that. Now, in California, let's make our way backwards. Joyce and Murray find out some pretty big things. We find out that they figured out this guy's probably a guard. And they're going to get that money. Was it $40,000? And they're going to go get Hopper back. We go to Russia. We see indeed that Enzo is a prison guard. Now, we see the relationship of him putting Hopper in the cell for the first time. But we also, this is kind of nonlinear storytelling, because we also saw that Enzo called them. So this obviously took place well before the phone call, before they even made a connection that leads to Enzo finally making that call to try to get some money, to try to get Hopper unstuck, because he's stuck and Enzo could get him unstuck. We see Hopper getting read the riot act from the guards, getting his head shaved, getting hosed down. So we know he's stuck in this prison. And as we jump back to the beginning of this segment, we see that Nancy might have gotten through to Wayne Munson, the uncle, not the professor. But the most important thing she got out of that is the name Victor Creel. Maybe she'll think that's important. And at least it's something to follow up on. We don't realize just how important that name is. Meanwhile, her partner in crime, Fred, he's in a little bit of a pickle because he went into the woods and he saw some scary looking monster zombies, heard that clock. And the last time we heard that clock, things did not end well for Chrissy. Hopefully Fred's going to fare better, but I don't have a good feeling about this. But that's not today. Right now, Fred's just running. He's going out for a jog in the woods. That's what we'll look at it that way. So hopefully he'll be okay, but doesn't look so good. But that's it. That's the 10 minutes. A lot happened. Victor Creel, Enzo's a guard. Fred's, in trouble. The roller ring stuff, not really that important, except we get to see that Mike and Will have a little tension. But that's it for Stranger Things Forever today. I'm sorry. I apologize for taking so long to get these episodes out. And I promise to not be as bad. I've said that before, and I might have to say it again, but I've given you, real life gets in the way sometimes. Other projects get in the way sometimes. And sometimes you just screw up when you're transferring a file from a GoPro to your computer. If you're watching this, or if you're hearing this, I didn't screw up this time. Isn't that great? But if I did, I guess I'll just record again tomorrow until we get it right. But that's neither here nor there. I want to thank you guys for listening, for following the show, and for just kind of continuing to support and continuing to download and listen to episodes. It seems like people listen to episodes over and over, and I love that. That makes me feel great. I can't wait to get to the Stranger Things Prime, the proper show, and get these long form episodes out to you. But in the meantime, we have all our specials, and I need to just do better at getting them out to you. Now, if you don't know already, this is a podcast. You can find us at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. You can follow me on Blue Sky. Yes, Blue Sky at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. That is where I pretty much go now for all my social. The other place can go screw. That and TikTok. With that, you can find me at Geek Mentality Mike. Everywhere else, Geek Mentality on all the socials. Easy enough. It's Fans Not Experts on YouTube. That's because the main website is fans.experts.com. That's where you can see all my podcasts. But just to get to Stranger Things, you can just go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com. And again, thank you so much for listening, for following, for subscribing, for liking, for commenting. You can leave comments on episodes in Spotify. You can leave comments on YouTube. You can leave comments on Apple Podcasts, anywhere. It always helps people find the show more, and it makes the Stranger Things and Stranger Friends bigger and bigger. Because remember, it is people like you. Yes, you, I'm talking to you. You and Stranger Friends like you are the reason that we can talk about Stranger Things forever. I need a drink of water. See you next time, Stranger Friends. Stay stranger, my friends.
Fab Not Experts.